One of the biggest problems with telling a lie is that sooner or later, it backfires on you.
Did you see that hideous hat that Luella was wearing this morning at church?
No! What did it look like?
Oh, it was a gaudy thing. Purple with gold beads and a sash that hangs down in the back. Reminded me of a hat I used to own that I wouldn't be caught dead in.
Wait a minute. That's the hat I gave to her.
Really?
Yes, I got it out of a box of clothes you gave me. And as I recall, at the time you said it was one of your favorites and you really hated to part with it.
I did? Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right. I told Luella the same thing when I gave it to her.
See what I mean? Well, we're going to discover how even a little white lie can get completely out of hand on today's Adventure in Odyssey.
I was just working on one of my inventions here. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but you can call me Whit. And this is Odyssey. Hey, let's see if this thing works. Hold it! Okay, so it needs a little more work. But that's the exciting part, because you never know what you'll discover along the way. Oh, don't take my word for it, though. You can find out for yourself when you come along on today's Adventures in Odyssey.
Here we are again in Odyssey. I'm Chris, and today we're going to hear a way-out story about a guy named Jeremy who told a little fib that ballooned up into a great big mess. That's the problem with telling lies. We might think we're covering up a problem, but we find out later on that the lie just made things worse. But the really bad thing about lying is that someone always gets hurt. For instance, there's a story in the Bible about a man named Abram who would later become Abraham, the father of the nation of Israel. Anyway, there was a great famine in the land where Abram lived, and so he took his wife Sarai and all their possessions and moved down to Egypt. Only before they got there, Abram and Sarai agreed to tell a lie to Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. Do you know what the lie was and why they decided to tell it? There are two ways of finding out. You can look in Genesis chapter 12, or you can wait till the end of the program when I give you the answer. Meanwhile, we're going to hear a really crazy story and learn that there really is no such thing as a little fib when we return to Adventures in Odyssey right after this. It's kind of a quiet afternoon in Wit's End. A few kids are working on some projects over at the Inventor's Corner. Wit is upstairs sorting through some old papers. And over there, behind the counter, Connie is on the phone talking with Debbie, one of the many friends she's made since she moved into town. Sounds like a pretty exciting conversation,
it's all set, right?
Too.
I mean, you got the tickets and everything? Oh, great! This is gonna be the best concert! My mom? No, she probably wouldn't want me to go if she knew about it. Listen, Debbie, my mom is the least of my worries. Right now, I've got to figure out how I can get time off this afternoon so we can actually do this. Speaking of which, here he comes now. Keep your fingers crossed. I'll call you later. Bye. Hi, Whit. What you got there?
Oh, I was just going through some boxes upstairs and came across some of my stories. I thought we could catalog them and put them on the shelves. A lot of them probably aren't worth publishing, but I thought the kids might enjoy reading them anyway. If for no other reason, to show them how not to write a story.
Yeah. Whit, I was wondering if I could ask you a favor.
Oh, what is it?
Could I take off early this afternoon?
You got something important going, huh?
Well, yeah, kind of. I'm going to spend the night over at my friend Debbie's house.
Well, if you're going to spend the night, why do you need time in the afternoon?
Oh, well, we just have some things we want to do.
Things, huh? Well, I suppose it'll be all right as long as we can try and get some of this cataloging done before you go.
All right. Let's get started.
Let me just dump them out on the counter here.
There must be 50 stories here. Did you write all of these?
Yeah, some of them before I bought this place, but most of them afterwards. It sort of helped relieve the pain when my wife died. Oh, now I remember this. The Tangled Web. Yeah, this is a pretty cute one. A little far out, but still cute.
What's it about?
Well, here, why don't you take a look at it?
Wait, we really ought to get this done.
Oh, don't worry. I'll keep track of the time. You go ahead.
Well, okay.
Some people have to learn things the hard way.